We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's OMF on EEI.
No, I just didn't make everybody right. And that's the only thing I regret. It's humbling to be able to, you know, have the respect of a team, to have the ball in my hands. I just got to deliver them. You know, I saw a clip of it. Could have made it right by just bouncing it. I was just trying to be patient, just thinking too much, man. You know, normal, or even just diving over the top. I so many different things that flashed over me. And the play was there. The play's been there all game. And moving forward, you know, we just got to scheme up things and being put in that situation. Being put in that situation again, hopefully we can have a better outcome.
I like it. Taking responsibility for that last play. And last hour was brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. As we take you to hour number two a little bit later on in this hour, Bill Belichick will join us. So let's look at this whole clock management that everybody is all worked up with. 36 seconds left, ball's on the 31. Cam throws it to Julian Edelman, takes it to the 13. Now we're down to 29 seconds. Now remember, Edelman was ruled to have landed inbounds. I'm not sure that was an accurate call. I don't know what you guys thought, but it looked to me like he had landed out, but regardless, the clock kept on ticking. So now we're down to 29 seconds left. And the clock is ticking and ticking. New England had one timeout left. They finally, Cam, incompleted pass, goes right through the hands of Julian Edelman. And now we're down to 9 seconds. And that's when they pass the ball to N'Keal Harry at the one-yard line. Now, if Edelman catches the ball, that's one way of ending it. If Harry gets an extra yard there, that's another way. But the difference would have been if he had called a timeout during that period, the Patriots could have had a first and 10 from the 13 with 29 seconds left, but they would now have no timeouts.
You got to take shots to the end zone,
right?
Or you make a completion, you got to race up, you got to spike it. So what's...
You can't run the ball anymore.
It's not like, you know, it took it down to... If it took them down to like the 5, you could say use your last timeout.
Correct.
First and goal from the 5. But from the 13... That's a lot of field in front of you, Christian, right?
I mean, I didn't have a problem at all with it.
I thought it
was actually everything they did, I thought was perfect. Like, great decision, great execution, great clock management. Everyone was kind of aware of the situation. It's like they had been in the situation multiple times, and yet most of the team had, well, maybe half of them, but, you know, the receivers and Cam, not with this team. But then they put themselves on the 1 yard line.
See, I also think he likes rushing stuff, and we saw this in decisive. And guess what? Pete bailed him out because Pete called the timeout.
Yeah, but in the end, they still ended up getting the same. They would have been able to run the same amount of plays either way. Either way, they would have been able to run three plays. I guess it just depends on how chaotic you want it to be, and what your play selection will be. I guess I almost feel like there's a point where he says that the supercomputer in his head just kind of leads him towards, you know, whatever feels right at that point in time, because either option was fine.
I just take it from the 13-yard line. I'd rather have a timeout in my pocket, right? I mean, now you can throw the ball 6, 7, 8 yards.
What if you want to run it?
See, the guy can run it in from there. You don't have to just attack just the end zone.
It's obvious.
From the 13.
Easy defense.
Again, you're at the 4 or 5. Okay, most likely everything's going to be in the end zone. But the 13's too far out. Now, I also have, Julian Edelman, the ball that went right through his hands. Like, I got a hard time kind of getting on that. You know, I mean, the guy had 8 catches, 11 targets, 179 yards. He was phenomenal. I think he was gassed. I think he was beat up. I think he took a couple shots in that game. But usually you see him make that catch, no?
Yes.
Or did Cam just throw just 98 it's a up heater. And in. No, I mean, no, that yeah. was he that aired that
up
thing
and,
out.
Up and up. Up what do they up. Call it when it go when it starts going higher and
well,
higher?
We've seen him make that catch before, yeah. right through his hands.
Right.
I don't know. You so, pissed but off but, at Julian Edelman? We blame no, the game
really.
On Julian Edelman?
Well, I mean, listen, no, I'm just, I just
blame the game on Wes Welker in the Super Bowl.
Is it a drop?
He should have won the game.
But they had two opportunities.
Is it a drop?
Absolutely, it's a drop.
Okay, so he should have caught the damn ball. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, it was a tough catch, but I don't know. I feel like he's always good for one. I feel like he's always good for one. Like, for as many great plays that he makes, there's always one you're like, ay. Like, there was one last week.
Yeah.
You know,
first
he,
one.
You know, he catches. So, but I think you give him the benefit of the doubt because he makes so many unbelievable plays that, I mean, am I really going to beat him up for this one drop?
We like, destroyed no. Wes Welker for that one drop.
So I think they had two opportunities, though. They had Edelman, and then they had N'Keal Harry, if he could have stretched it out for an extra yard. But I think clearly you want to have that timeout because your biggest plus is that you've got a running quarterback. Now suddenly you take the run away from them, right? They can't run the ball because they need the timeout. You're not going to get it with 9 seconds left. It's not going to happen.
No.
All right, so he's asked a question in the post-game press Uh-oh. Conference. Bill is, and this comes from Doug Kiat from Nesson.
We're going to go to Doug Kiat, followed by Matt Patu.
Was there a thought at all to take a timeout after the long play to Julian there at the end?
Seattle took a timeout. I mean, what are you talking about?
I think... clock ran down from 36 seconds to 13 after the 18-yard completion to Edelman.
Yeah, well.
Award winner right here.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that stops. Stopped twice already. Anything? He's just not answering. 10.
Hello?
This doesn't count. Why doesn't it count?
Hello?
It's outside the show, but this is award-winning right
is
here.
Doug playing? Yeah.
We'll go to the next question.
No way! No way!
I need a visual of this. I missed this last night.
This was an all-timer from
oh, yeah.
Bill. I think everybody's seconds. Watching, waiting. 22. Stacey, please save us.
22
I thought
seconds.
I saw some of that. I think it was right before I must have missed Doug. Because what was the visual? Was Bill just sitting there, like, move on to the next question?
No,
I'm
he
just
was
waiting.
Doing nothing. He was just staring ahead.
It's like, I got to be here anyway.
So Bill's not going to explain exactly what was going on during that situation.
I think it was the right call.
But I
heard
agree.
People, you know, this morning, it's just like, the clock management at the end wasn't good. The pass rush from the Patriots wasn't good. And it's just, what the hell was wrong with the clock management? I thought it was perfect.
Yeah.
And as far as the pass rush goes, when have you ever seen Bill go after a running quarterback? Like pass rush, like go after him. Have you ever,
you try to contain him?
Do that? Why are people upset about this pass rush? They never go after a running quarterback. They try to keep him in the pocket.
Except I would say this, that Russell Wilson and everything Bill said last week about him is 100% correct. That he's as good in the pocket as he is roaming out of the pocket. So when you contain him and keep him in the pocket, Lou, he's still extremely
dangerous. But outside the
dangerous.
Pocket, there's some crazy things going on in the secondary. Yeah. And they got some great wide receivers. And you'd rather just sort of keep it in with their normal routes and different looks. Outside the pocket, that's where Lockett and Metcalf are running like freaking like crazy people.
See, here's the other thing, and I think
touchdowns.
I think Wilson has a good chance maybe of getting the MVP this year because people are recognizing how freaking good he is. But it's cerebral. He now is so much smarter than he was. And he was always a smart quarterback, don't get me wrong. But he knows all the answers to the test,
as
Brady would say.
But also, I mean,
them all.
Okay, it's all about stats. It's all about how good your team is. And stats. So he's got to have
so five
crazy stats.
Five
will start. Yeah. Five will get you in the door. We can have a conversation right now.
You know what his completion percentage is in the first 2 weeks?
80.
80%.
That's nuts. I'd say he's pretty damn good.
He's 52 for 63, 82.5. And again, he's got one pick, which we could argue whether he should have a pick
or not.
So he really
pick.
Should be 53
yeah, should
for
not
63.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
Greg
he's
been
Olson.
About as perfect as you can be for two consecutive weeks.
I hate I believe I mean, we got to take some traits from hockey. You shouldn't be blamed. If you throw it to a guy and it hits his hands, obviously hits his hands and he drops it, why the quarterback is charged with a interception, I have no idea. He did his job. He delivered
run.
The pass. It should be a minus minus.
Oh, like an unearned. An unearned run.
I like that.
Because it's an error.
They need to do something.
Unearned run.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. He should not have, had to take credit for that one. To the phones we go. Dino's in New Jersey. Dino.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Lou, let me ask you.
Yeah.
When you were younger, did you get beat up a lot?
No, why?
Well, because you're it's wise ass
one. I used to kick everyone's ass, Dino.
You, wise ass one and wise ass two. You and Christian, right?
Yeah. So,
for years, right, Bill treats always the first 4 weeks as like an extended preseason, right? So this year, we didn't have any preseason. So to me, this team is so far ahead of schedule, right, that they're only going to get better, because after the first 4 weeks, the Patriots usually get better. But you don't give them any credit. They suck. On Friday, you said you can't even imagine how the game's going to be close, right?
Well, so it's 35-16 without a gift pick six.
Comes down to one play where they're a pretty good team too, right, Seattle? So they made a play. We could have made a play to win, but they made a play. So to me, we're further ahead. The defense, I think the defense.
How good do you think the Patriots are? Dino, okay, you've talked for about a minute and a half. Number one, I said they look really good in this game, and I was impressed with this loss, okay? Number one. Number two, you must have missed that one. Number two, how far does this team go? What's their record? Do you think they win the Super Bowl?
No, but I don't know.
No, you tell me. You tell me, because I want to write down Dino from Jersey. You know, I want to write down tough guy Paisan Dino from Jersey. I want your predictions, and I want, because I want to call you back
when
they win eight games, seven games.
I'll give you my number. You call me anytime.
I already got your number. What's their record? How far do they go?
I think we're going to win the division.
Yep.
And I think we're going to be. I think we're going to be in the mix.
What's that mean?
For the AFC.
AFC title game.
I think we're going to have as good a shot if we can. I'm more worried about the defense.
AFC title game. What do you think? 12-4? Dino, 12-4?
11-5.
Okay. I got it. All right. If they go 11-5, we'll meet halfway.
What'd you say? 2-14?
Yes. We'll meet halfway, Jersey, and maybe we'll go down to Rhode Island, you know, Federal Hill or something like that. We'll grab a Paisan dinner.
Do you notice when he's talking to Dino? His arms are moving, the hands are going.
Dino's probably doing the same thing Wiggy does with Cam. It's like Lou with every Italian guy, Dino, you know, Luigi, Michael.
I like Dino.
It's the same thing. Rocco. Lou's got like a weird Italian fan club.
Yeah, he does.
It's like when I see Dino and Rocco on the line, I'm like, go to him.
It's kind of a love-hate relationship with everyone.
Hey, Lou,
did
you get beat up in high school a lot?
Yeah, you a smart-ass, Lou. You and that other guy, Foyer.
Typical Jersey. Come take your lunch money.
Typical Jersey. He probably got pushed around and tells all his kids, I used to do the pushing. You grab a kid, you stuff him in the locker like I used to do. Your father, you're proud of your father.
Let's go to Steve. Steve's in Maine. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, I just want to talk real quick or get your perspective. A lot of people, you know, it's easy to look at the last play and say, oh, well, they were right there, came down to the end. But I want to go back to the second quarter when we missed the field goal and then we had it first and goal and couldn't get it in, and there's your 7 points right there. So I know there's a lot of game left after that. How does that, you know, go into affect the rest of the game?
I have a hard time talking about, you know, which field goal was it when they missed that field goal?
Yeah, talking about the Nick Folk one, right?
Because the one field goal they made was in that second quarter, in that first drive. Sure. I mean, we all know you got to get touchdowns instead of field goals, but I have a tough time looking at something happened in the first quarter and saying that's the reason why they lost. Right?
No.
Well, I mean,
the reason they lost, but the whole, you know, the game could have gone a lot differently if Seattle's playing catch-up now. Maybe they're forcing it when they come out in the second half, you know. Could it have?
Yeah, you play the what if game. What if Greg Olsen catches an easy pass and you're not up 7-0?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then we're looking at a 35-16 game with 4 minutes to go in the game. I mean, we can do this all day.
Yeah, any play could have changed the game dramatically.
Yeah.
Easily.
I just think that one was you know, you miss the field goal and then you don't get the touchdown and there's 7 points right there.
I think you got to worry about the kicking situation right now. And where else do they go? I mean, is the kid Roar Wasser going to figure this thing out? I don't know. In the meantime, what are you going to do? Wait until somebody rejects a kicker, fires a kicker, and then you're going to pick up one of those guys off
the street? Well, usually teams turn kickers because they're really good.
No, can we get the guy opposite from Kansas City? Is that guy, like him?
So
maybe he's free.
He gets three opportunities at the end. The first one was 53, right? And then they get the penalty. Then 58. They throws him. he kicks it at 58, and then, oh, my God, he's got to do it all over again. In most cases,
how far,
that never happens, right? Was, like, never happens.
That, you saw that kick, 58. Push him back. How far do you think that kick actually was? 63?
I was going to say 63, 65.
Yeah, huh. At least.
And the funny thing is that usually you're like, all right, great, he made it. He'll miss.
Yeah.
Now he'll miss.
Right.
Because he's pressing.
But,
now he,
but three of
I
them?
I know. It's amazing.
From 53 and 58?
Yeah. I almost wish we were dissecting that game, the San Diego, LA you Chargers.
Both of you guys have that problem.
I won't do it.
By the way, this week, just call them the Raiders. Don't call them Oakland. Just call them the Raiders. It's simple. You don't have to say
but
Vegas.
But I don't have that mistake.
Just call them the Raiders.
I don't do that with the Raiders. I only do it with the Chargers.
So you tell me how different that Kansas City game is. They spend all week dealing with Tyrod Taylor and how they're going to be able to defend Tyrod Taylor, who likes to run. Now suddenly they're going with a rookie quarterback who they find out at kickoff is suddenly the starter because Tyrod Taylor has got some chest injury or health issue, and he's not going to play in the game. And they're not prepared for it because Kansas City looked totally out of sync, did they not?
Yeah, but I don't know if it has anything to do with him.
Is that because is that why the offense looked out of sync?
No, I say...
Well, exactly. It was about Kansas City's offense.
Yeah.
It wasn't about stopping Justin Herbert. It was about their offense. And I think, you know, I don't really know X's and O's what San Diego was doing. I wasn't into it that much.
It's L.A.
But somebody is...
Just come with Charlie.
Well, whatever. Somebody's watching it, trying to figure out what the hell they did to Kansas City. Because that wasn't about not preparing for Herbert. That was about what the hell's going on with this offense.
No, I just think that was a factor, and it emotionally kind of changes the game around. You sit there and go, oh, wait a minute. What are we doing here? What's going on? Maybe you start to lose some attention to what's going on. Hey, we got to figure out what we're doing defensively. We got to change some stuff up. All right, Wiggy went on the air today, and he totally flip-flopped on where he is with this team. But even worse, he wants to open up the bank now and give everything to Cam Newton.
Did you pickle them?
Yeah.
Cut him off?
He's in love with this guy. I'm telling you, they do need to get a hotel room. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Fitzy Wiggy sandwich.
So we'll get to that coming up next.
Julian Edelman joins the Greg Hill Show this Friday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. This week's Shaw's Just For You members can pick up select varieties of Kellogg's Eggo waffles or pancakes for only 97 cents. That's it. Limit two per customer when you activate the digital coupon.
Well, guys, the Red Sox have the day off before beginning the final series at Fenway for the season. The Sox and Orioles, the first of three. Tomorrow night, final stretch for the Red Sox. Coverage begins tomorrow night at 6:10 on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network.
Then we get the playoffs, Chris.
They got to find a way to cough that game up yesterday. I don't like the fact they're winning. We got 1 week to go. The only thing that could screw up your year is if you win like three or four of these games and get like the sixth pick in the draft instead of the second.
Start tanking.
No, don't win games.
Let Jackie Bradley Jr.
You're losing all year. Don't win now. No, you want the seventh pick for, sixth pick. Lose.
The Celtics and Heat have the next two nights off.
Lou says the Red Sox need to lose.
Six left, 2-4.
What the hell's wrong with you?
So, no more than two wins.
So instead of Adrian saying, I want you to win,
no.
You want Adrian to say, lose.
21 or 22 wins.
Well,
That's it.
The Celtics and Heat have the next two nights off due to Monday Night Football tonight and the Western Conference Finals tomorrow night. Game three tips off Wednesday night at 8:30. Marcus Smart, by the way, called the locker room after the Game 2 loss, quote, electrifying, and said, quote, I would have been worried if after that Game 2 loss, guys were calm, cool, and collected.
Thank
that was
you.
The Lou Maloney take.
Oh, please.
Thank
you're going to listen to Marcus
please.
Smart.
Look
please.
At that.
I mean, are you really going to?
Right
you,
again.
You listening to Marcus Smart?
Please. Please. Hey, listen, he's the seed that everybody he's grows from.
I can see that you're one of his children.
Please.
And finally, a brutal week in the NFL, week two, in terms of injuries around the NFL. An MRI has now confirmed that Saquon Barkley tore his ACL. Nick Bosa of the 49ers also tore his ACL. The Seahawks fear that Bruce Irvin tore his ACL. Christian McCaffrey is out 4 to 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Broncos wide receiver Cortland Sutton tore his ACL, and their starting quarterback in Denver, Drew Lock, out 3 to 5 weeks with a shoulder injury. Patriots host the Broncos October 11th.
Isn't it amazing? They get the Broncos and they get the 49ers, and this week the Raiders are playing tonight on Monday Night Football, and then they have to come to Foxborough for a 1 o'clock game on Sunday.
A lot.
I'm Tyler Devin. That's what's trending on WEI and WEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to more Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier.
Bring it back.
You even consider listening to anything else?
No.
OMF.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Danielle, I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
Right now.
That's
and
what
I'm going to give it to you. Yep. And I'm going to give it to you straight up, raw, no chasing.
Oh, wow.
If you don't sign Cam before the bye week.
Yep.
He will not sign this year, and then at the end of the season, you're going to be looking at a four-year, $130 million deal with about $100 million guaranteed.
That is, Wiggy, he has lost his freaking mind. So, if you don't sign him by the bye week, which is what, 3 weeks away? 4 weeks away? You're going to have to give him 4 years, $130 million. And 100 of it is guaranteed. And does anybody think New England is going to redo his deal right now? There's one way New England will redo his deal. If he comes to them and says, I'll take the company discount, the hometown discount, yeah. And he gives them an unbelievable deal that does not lock him in for a lot of years. Because, Dick, I agree with what you said earlier. I think they're going to use him this year. He's the perfect vehicle to get the bridge. And that is, he can run the football. He can win football games with his legs.
Why would you pay him 4 years, 130, when you can just pay him 1 year at 30?
Exactly.
Because they can tag him, right?
Yes.
There's no, you can't tag me at the end of the
year.
No,
he can be tagged.
There's no Tom Brady whatever. So if he plays great, I could see them tagging and trying to ride him one more year. One, maybe. But realistically, he's done. This is it. I mean, if he's playing like this, he's going to go somewhere else and cash in. Or he's going to be so beat up at the end of the year, he won't be worth anything.
Listen, you've got to understand that he's playing for that contract right now, and he's on his best behavior, and he's doing exactly what you need him to do. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you bring him back for 3 or 4 years, no. As Wiggy said. At his age, when he relies on his legs, it makes zero
See,
sense.
See, I would say that
zero
so
sense.
Just to clear some things up, so... You know, he's on his best behavior. I think his best behavior, what we're seeing, is his behavior. I don't think he's trying
harder. I'm talking about the way he plays.
Okay, so I'm not talking about his attitude. Think that is his best behavior, the way he plays. This is it. But I will say, though, that there is a shelf life to this. And let's just say they want to pay him. They like him. I mean, are you building a long-term team with Cam Newton
No.
at 32, 33, and 34?
No.
Go back and look what they were willing to pay Tom Brady and start with that. That's how they value Tom Brady. Disrespectful, low-balling, earn it. I mean, come on. If that's the template, what do you, God's name, do you think they're going to view Cam Newton? Not saying that he's not good. I think he's really good. But
he's good
I think you need to evaluate it from there. So you love him. He's going to go. Let him go someplace else. Yeah,
but what Wiggy's doing is he's taking the present situation, the moment, and he's looking at it saying they better pay him. No, New England Patriots are going to look at it and say, what is it going to be like next year and the year after that, the year after that? And can we continue to run what we're running right now? The answer is no, he's not. They're not going to give him long term. Again, the only deal he would get right now, because they've got money, and he may put some pressure on them. You want to do a sweetheart deal where it's real cheap and we're not obligated long term? We'll do it.
But
why would he do that?
No, he wouldn't. Like, it makes no sense.
Why? You know, I like it here so much that I'm having a great year and I want to get paid like it that I'm going to just give up what free agency could bring me.
It makes no sense. He's working
so
to
I can
get
make
back
even
to the market.
More money. Like I just, to me, that makes no sense whatsoever, unless it's one of those loyalty things. And he's talked about the last couple of weeks, the motivation. This is the one team that thought I could play, although they only gave you $1 million, so I don't know how much they thought you could play.
Exactly.
But still, they gave you a shot, so maybe there's some of love there. Like, okay, thank you for believing in me. I'll repay you by taking, you know, whatever type deal it is. But where Wiggy gets it all messed up is it, he's going to be 33 years old. Someone going to pay him till he's 37, four years? And he says, well, look at the quarterbacks. They played till they're old. None of those quarterbacks you're talking about, Brady and Drew Brees, who are playing till they're in their 40s, play like this guy. This guy's body is not, you know, it's gotten hit. It's gotten beat up. He ain't playing till he's 40.
No way.
Not the way he plays. No,
but they have the insurance policy in their pocket, and that is they can franchise him. They can franchise him.
Don't say Stidham.
No.
I don't want to hear Stidham.
I'm not bringing Stidham.
He will never play here.
You really should. You really should start like running around the entire neighborhood right now, butt naked for your Stidham take.
Why?
Because
why should I?
Watching Cam Newton.
Why should I put the people in my neighborhood through that type of dismay?
It's so amazing how far away Jared Stidham is.
Well, he might come back again in a second life, a third life. But I don't think it's going to be Cam Newton here long term. The best case scenario, Wiggy, I hate to tell you, is they're going to pay him $31 million bucks, maybe, or $32 million for 1 year next year as a franchise player, and then they're going to transition on. So if Wiggy thinks that, and he's going to be pushing for this all year long for his guy Cam, Cam's not going to get this deal. There is no way that New England is going to do this.
No, he just can't wait for the interview. Yo, Cam, I think they should give you $4,130. I think you're going to get paid.
Cam Newton is a very, very attractive man.
Sure he is. So Boomer Esiason is on this morning on the Greg Hill Show, and he chimed in on what they should do here with Cam.
He's outplaying his contract in, you know, probably tenfold, twentyfold. But there's no reason to do anything rash or make any decisions at the moment. He has nowhere to go. They can franchise him next year if they wanted to. There's no rush to do anything. I'm just telling you, he is playing a really physical brand of football. And I can't emphasize that enough. And I know he's big and he is strong. Now, if they do with him what the Titans did with Ryan Tannehill, I kind of get it. It's not one of these long-term, you know, $200 million contracts. If you want to do like a short-term kind of median contract that's somewhere between $20 and $30 million for, you know, 2 to 3 years, I can see that. I'm not going to get crazed just yet. We have a long way to go in this NFL season.
He's right about the physicality and how he's getting beaten up. So he's run the ball more in the first two games that any quarterback has since 1950. So think about that in terms of how the game has changed. And we're back to 1950 football. But the other angle to this is, and you brought up Tom Brady, but everybody, when did the Patriots ever just hand out money and say, you know what, you've outlived your contract, so we're going to just give you, back up the Brinks truck.
We love you. You're
Jonathan,
great.
Jonathan, yeah. Back up the Brinks truck. We're going to give you money. So we thought maybe they did it to Stephon Gilmore this year until we found out all they're doing is borrowing money from next year to this year.
Collinsworth said it last night, too. You know, for the Patriots, I mean, you go out there and give them that kind of money. Actually, no, they were talking about a free agency. But when they first said it, I'm like,
oh, yeah, they got it wrong.
Yeah, but I'm like, no, they didn't. I think this little latest bump was just like a little, we'll pay it forward. And it just pretty much makes it so Stephon Gilmore won't be here next year, you would think.
Yes, and people are missing that. So think about that. So here he is. He's the defensive player of the year, but they're looking at his age. He's crossed the 30 mark, and they're sitting there saying, we're not going to give him big money going forward. We'll appease him right now a little bit, and that's what they've done. Mm-hmm. Why does anybody think they're going to do it by the bye week to Cam Newton? I mean, Wiggy's out of his mind.
It's not worth a response, to be honest with you, because Wiggy, out of all people, should know this is just, okay, I wish Wiggy was the GM when I was playing. You have two good games. Hey, I'm gonna triple your salary. The owner comes to you. Why'd you do it?
Who's more talented than Christian Ford?
Wow, he had two good games. I want to keep him happy. It'd be great. I would love
not
it.
Not going to happen.
All right, 617-779-7937. Bill Belichick will be joining us sometime in the next half hour. In the meantime, Tom Brady played a game yesterday, and actually, he won. We'll get to that and more of your phone calls right here on OMF.
Back to the show with Bill's little helper.
So we have Lou
Maloney. He's on OMF.
Brady pumps and throws. Back shoulder for Evans, and just like that, touchdown Tampa Bay.
You know, this game should have never gotten to as close as it did, but we let him back in. But I thought he played outstanding. His leadership on the sideline was great. Put us in the right play, a number of different audibles, and played really, really well.
What kinds of things was he doing on the sidelines? You mentioned leadership.
You can't, without censorship, you can't talk about it.
good censorship talk right there. Huh? Tom Brady wins yesterday. They knock off Carolina. Carolina's got all sorts of problems, including Christian McCaffrey now, who is injured and out for the next 6 weeks. So Bruce Arians does a flip-flop and now loves his quarterback, and he's doing all of the right things. Today, Bruce Arians is ripping the receivers because they had 7 drop passes during the course of the game. So those guys are the ones taking the
A couple of those were touchdowns.
Yes, they were.
Shady McCoy and was it Miller?
Yes.
The
Scott
wannabe
Miller
Walker.
Dropped one.
Yeah,
yes.
The wannabe.
And there was another one, too.
Yeah. There was another touchdown drop?
Yeah, I forget who the kid was. Yeah, but there was actually 3. And I know people look at it, and they'll look at that line and say, oh, another subpar week from Tom Brady. And the second half wasn't good. The first half, he was outstanding. Outstanding. He's talking about 17 for 23, 198 yards, 1 touchdown, no picks. There were drops everywhere. 17 for 23. That was when 2 touchdowns were dropped. Mike Evans had another bad drop. You're talking about a guy that should have been, 20 for 23, almost 250 and 3.
Yeah, out of the
second half, however, they forced that ball to Gronk. That was an awful pass. I think he gained, I think he was 6 for 12 for 19 yards in the second half.
What do you think of Gronk? And now you've seen him in 2 weeks.
No, I said it over the weekend. Ooh. He looks skinny and slow.
He doesn't look like a football player right now.
He just, there's no power. There's no separation. I think we underestimate how difficult it is to miss an entire football season and come back with no preseason at all, no real meaningful practices to get yourself, up to speed in football shape. Now you can be in workout shape and, I want to go to, Gold's Gym shape, but football shape is totally different. And if you're not, and I would say it's even difficult for the guys that played last year but missed the offseason. So Gronk, it's just going to take a while.
It's like the game is speeding by him, and he can't slow it down.
It's like the Patriots knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Well, I noted, I remember one play, I think there was like an end around to somebody, maybe it was Scotty Miller, and he was the only guy out there. He had like a corner, and there was like a line, and he couldn't hold the blocks. Like they were just kind of like, normally I would normally see him just like sort of throw a corner in the out of the club, right?
Yeah.
And then, by the way, pop that linebacker on the other side and just sort of open up holes, just manhandle at least one of them. He couldn't. He couldn't block.
Well, he did touch the ball, though.
Did he?
Onside kick.
Yes. Yes. But he couldn't
finally,
block.
Finally and, got,
I missed the onside kick.
Finally got his hands
like
on the ball.
The power just, of blocking wasn't there to go with just being like a rough.
Yeah, I don't know. He is, well, there is a huge gap in skill from when we lost.
See, I think it's a skill thing.
It's a huge gap.
It's funny because the analysts were talking last night before the Sunday night game, and they were saying, well, it looks like he's got a communication problem with Brady. And Gronk, I'm sitting there, communication problem isn't the problem. Right now, Gronk is just out of it.
Communication with everybody else, not with Gronk.
No.
Because as you point out, the interception that Mike Evans, ran the wrong route.
Yes.
First quarter, right away, they ran the exact same route. Evans kept running, and he ran it for about 30 yards down the middle of the field. So right away, they went to a play that there was miscommunication. They ran it right, and it was like a 30-yard play. So the communication issue, and Godwin wasn't even in this game, I think it's getting better. And as we thought, like Leonard Fournette has taken over because Ronald Jones just isn't – he's just an average running back. Fournette was really good in this game. But
Fournette was excellent in
Gronk
this game.
Gronk just doesn't look
– Yeah, but Fournette had one big play. It was blocked perfectly. I don't think you've seen even a hair of what this offense is capable of. I don't think you're going to see it till November. I honestly don't think you've seen even a glimpse of what they're capable of doing. I would say the defense is a little bit better than I thought they were.
I thought they were pretty good in this game yesterday. Now, Carolina doesn't have much. And if McCaffrey was having an ankle problem during the course of the game, that they need McCaffrey. He is so much a part of their offense.
But
the Bridgewater's
Fournette
not good.
Will take over. In second, he had nine carries for 50 yards before that last breakout one in the second half. Like second half, they said, okay, you're our running back. And he did exactly what they thought. That's why they brought him over, finished games.
And now that I've kind of seen two
and then
games.
Then he broke one for over 100.
With Tom, I kind of, a lot of people are saying, he's jittery. He doesn't look right. I don't think he looks any different than he normally does.
See, I think he looks a little bit uncomfortable. But Lou's right. It was more in the second half where he was getting, I think, a little angry. He was getting a little pissed off at what they were doing.
What who was doing?
Tom was getting a little bit upset because things were not going well. And it was a game again. Yeah. It looked like it was going to be a blowout.
Even the fumble that they put on him. Did you see that handoff?
Yeah, I'm not sure Ronald that was Jones. Him. That was the running back.
I mean, you're talking. There was nowhere to put the ball.
Right.
Like Jones's hands were like his elbow was up almost into Brady. There was no opening to put the football for Ronald Jones. And at that point, they're moving. You know, they're kind of trying to almost put the game away. You know, and granted, 21-0, he thought it was, but. No, I thought he was excellent in the first half. I thought he was outstanding in the first half.
All right, so you've seen him now through two games. You've seen Cam Newton through two games. Let's go back to the old question we had. Is Cam Newton a better fit with this receiving core? That receiving core last night, guys, 397 passing yards on the road in Seattle against the Seahawks.
How many of those came from Edelman, though? Like 170-something?
Yeah. 179.
The answer is 100%.
Who's proving the point? He doesn't need Tom Brady. He doesn't need him.
Yeah. 100%, right? I mean, this. I don't know what this offense does with a even as great as a quarterback as Brady is, and I know he's not close to what he used to be, just sitting in a pocket and expecting these guys to run precision routes. It ain't going to happen. You need the running ability of Cam. You need for him to get outside the pocket, let some of these guys be athletic. Get open. No, 100% better with Cam Newton.
See, the funny thing is it's like we're usually watching the Patriots defense try to figure out a way to slow down a running quarterback like an Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, a guy that scrambles. Or, I mean, hell, Josh Allen, you name them. There are tons of them. Mahomes, they all run for, you know, especially those third down plays where you're like, oh, you almost got him. And then it's like third and 15, the dude runs for the first down. It's like, what the hell? That's you now. Like, that is you. Like you get the benefit of a running quarterback now.
Yeah, I think it gets separation because they don't have the quickest receivers. Maybe Bird is, I don't know. Eventually we'll see a little bit more of him. But you get separation because you're able to extend plays. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Bill Belichick will join us from down there in Foxborough. And as I said, we'll get to some phone calls on the flip side of that a little bit later on. We'll also talk about the Celtics, who came up with a big win on Saturday. Bill Belichick coming up next right here on OMF.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.